This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, a fantastic live performance there from The Lucky Wonders, and they are our special guests this afternoon here on Bandcamp. We're lucky enough to be joined by Jesse and Emma from The Lucky Wonders. Welcome to Bandcamp.
Hello.
Hey, thanks.
Very nice of you to join us. You're originally from Byron Bay, is that right?
Ooh, not originally, but no? we're definitely from there now.
You're based there now?
Recently from Byron Bay.
I don't know
Byron
if
Bay.
Anyone's from Byron Bay.
Yeah. Yeah, they just kind of wander in and stay.
Jess is originally from Perth and I'm from Sydney, and
there are a lot of Indigenous people that are originally from Byron Bay.
Oh yeah, they might have been. Yeah. And then it's the other guys in our band there.
Annie's originally from Armidale, which is New South Wales.
I think Sam's Gold Coast.
Yeah. So he's about as local as we can get.
You're all kind of from here, there and everywhere. So how did it happen? How did the Lucky Wonders come together?
Well, Byron Bay is really like that. The Northern Rivers of New South Wales, it attracts.
It is a bit like that,
yeah. Artists of all kinds to just sort of flock there. And if they can figure out a way to stay, they often do.
They'll find it.
It's a good life.
But Jess and I started playing together
the Adelaide Fringe Festival.
Yeah, Adelaide Fringe Festival. That was last year. And we kept at it. And then we met Annie, our drummer, at the pub playing ping pong.
Actually,
it was after that.
A gay and lesbian marriage rights rally.
Oh, awesome. Love rally, was it?
Yeah, and we went along and played a few songs and put the word out that we were looking for a band.
Yeah.
And we got Annie that day. And Sam's a recent addition, actually. And they're both been students at SCU, which is a big music school up there.
Oh, excellent. So you've got the fight for gay marriage rights to thank for the Lucky Wonders.
Yeah, we do.
Certainly do for that part.
I see you guys are doing Feast in Adelaide, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Of course, a massive gay and lesbian event over in Adelaide, and Australia-wide people go there from all over. Does this mean you guys are going to get involved in Midsummer here in Melbourne in February?
I have had a little word to them.
Yeah?
I'm sort of still figuring out how interstate bands do get involved, actually. So it looks like you've got to put on some kind of big local event. I'm still figuring it out.
Oh, okay.
Any tips?
Yeah,
welcome.
I think you have to write some sort of proposal or something.
Yep.
If someone wants to invite us, we'd love to come.
It's much easier when you get invited.
Yeah, exactly.
Feast made it very easy.
Takes the hard work out of it, doesn't it? Well, maybe we could get like a bit of a Bandcamp event happening.
Oh, that'd be fun.
And just have a bunch of artists that have come and supported the
show. That's a community-based event.
That could be good. I'll look into that.
Great.
This could work.
Thank
that would be
you
very exciting.
That's what we need.
Never come to the right place.
Plant the seed and see how it all goes. Mm. Now, I read in a review that the album 13 O'Clock is about a connection between hard times and the journey towards happiness, which is pretty deep and meaningful. How do you classify happiness? How do you classify it as?
That's such a good question.
That is. I think you should answer it.
Well, being content, I guess, being happy with where your life has taken you and, you know, sort of being able to ride through challenges without kind of freaking out and just go, oh, yeah, these are these little tricky bits. They're just little hiccups instead of, you know, I suppose the journey from sort of the angsty youth where the world kind of feels like it's ending quite regularly maybe. And, you know, I think Emma and I have both come along a journey through our 20s of not that we're, you know, old now.
I'm 30 next year, so don't say the 20s are
old. So of just being more and more kind of relaxed and content and able to sort of take the little knocks that life can bring along and just sort of celebrate the simple things more and just find ourselves. Our drummer actually, our bass player Sam, he's only 21, but he was just saying today that he feels like with every year that he ages, he appreciates life more and more. And I was saying, yeah, me too.
That's pretty good for a 21-year-old to be realising that.
Like, he definitely belongs in the Lucky Wonders with an attitude.
Yeah. And optimism seems to be coming up in all the research I did on you guys. All the interviews and people describing the album, very optimistic. That must be an important trait to have, especially sort of in the big bad world of the music industry.
Yeah, we feel like it's quite controversial, especially coming to Melbourne. You know, the home of Nick Cave and all his fans. It's like, yeah, we're sort of radically,
watch out. We're not actually all that.
No, not all the time.
But definitely more than your average band, probably.
Yeah, and well, in you know, someone was asking about songwriting, and I think it was in the Beat interview, and that I said, like, if a song's really bleak, then it's not finished.
Okay, yeah.
Like, we don't really want to put out misery, just unadulterated misery. No. And, you know, there's lots of art that kind of does that, and we're kind of more interested in saying, well, here's the light at the end of that particular tunnel. And so a song is complete when it's got a bit of light at the end of it. If it had to start out somewhere hard, which sometimes they do, sometimes the best songs do. Actually, Emma brought the whole concept of happy songs into my life. I wasn't even able to write them before. I was only able to write when something hard was going on.
So Emma's the happiest of the Lucky Wonders, is that right?
I don't know.
Most able to write songs whilst happy is definitely Emma's crowning title.
I can sort of... I write songs about everything, so...
Yeah.
Including when I'm happy, yeah.
And so tell us what a live gig is like with the Lucky Wonders. It already sounds like it's going to be an uplifting event.
Yeah. Well, people, by the end of it, they're usually, you know, up and jigging around a bit and having a bit of fun. Yeah.
Encourage a bit of, you know, participation from the crowd and dancing.
Yeah. That's special Byron Bay moments. Don't get scared away. Don't get scared away. You still get to be cool, you know.
Yeah,
we managed to bring it all together in a really hip way, the whole smiling, laughing thing.
How have you found the Sydney crowd with that? Because Sydney crowds at gigs can be quite very serious, can't they? Have they been getting into it as well?
We've been really lucky. I grew up in Sydney, so...
Yep.
Our gigs are full of screaming bunches of Emma's family and friends. Who are all mad fans.
Yeah. So that helps, and it sort of encourages everyone else to loosen up a bit.
Yeah, you only need a few sort
you do.
Of nutters to get the crowd going.
That's for sure.
Excellent. They're always there.
That's what we should do, BYO nutters.
We should bring your cousin Alyssa.
Half a dozen to every gig.
We should bring your cousin Alyssa there.
Well, you won't have any trouble finding them in Melbourne.
Excellent.
So you'll be fine.
Great.
We loved the last shows we played here. Definitely a highlight.
Definitely get into it here in Melbourne.
Wesleyan was a huge highlight.
Yeah, it's a great venue. I want to ask you a question that I ask every guest here at Bandcamp, and we have some interesting responses, some very interesting ones, but it is a bit of a stumper, so don't stress out if it takes a little while to get the answer going.
I'm hyperventilating.
But basically, I read out our mission statement as a community station, and in the 20 seconds or so it takes me to do that, I ask you guys to come up with a mission statement for the band. So basically, all you have to do is sort of come up with what the band's all about in a couple of sentences. So here's your thinking music.
It's your job.
Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What are the Lucky Wonders all about?
God, that was so good.
That probably took 10 people and 10 weeks to put together.
Yeah,
so, you know,
exactly.
Don't feel the pressure.
No sweaty palms on that one. Well, we definitely are celebrating life also. And I also feel like breaking isolation is another theme that has come through in some of our songs. Like, just a matter of this is not a mission statement. It's not coming together neatly at all. But, I didn't get any time. can you help at all, Emma? To create great experiences that make people feel more connected with themselves and each other through songs that share really openly experiences that we've had, and to have lots of fun while we're doing it.
Excellent. Sounds good.
That sounded pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll just, before I podcast the interview, I'll edit that down a bit so, you know, it'll sound like you just came
just
off
the snap
top
out.
Of your head. Yeah, exactly.
The creme.
Well, we're going to hear another live track. We're just going to hear a few community service announcements, and then which track is it that we're going to hear next?
Closing in.
Excellent. Well, you can catch the Lucky Wonders tonight at the Wesleyan in Northcote from 8, or if you're a bit of a Sunday Sessions kind of person, catch them tomorrow at the Bendigo Hotel from 3:30 p.m. The album is 13 o'clock. It's out now and online, of course, and in stores. And the big thank you is to Jess and Emma from the Lucky Wonders. Thanks for joining us here on Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.